you're feeling good, say yeah.
It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. I got Joe, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston, Texas, and hanging out with us today, a good friend of the show. She's been on Radio Now before, like back in the day, and also you see on TV ads all the time. Mackenzie, how are you?
Yes, I'm so good.
What an unflattering introduction.
What do you mean? Oh, you know what? Dude, forget you.
Back in the
no,
day.
No, so I started my radio career at Radio Now. So
I'm talking like
fun
five, 10 years ago.
It's
jeez. Fun.
Mackenzie's younger than you, man.
This is fun to be here. No, nothing's changed. I think that's the fun thing. Like, the bathrooms are exactly the same. It's fun when you used to work somewhere and you come back. So thanks for letting me hang out in studio.
Yeah, we're glad you're here. You're here all week, at least we think you are. We'll see how today goes. You may not want to come back. Now,
one and done. See you guys later.
Now, we are all about competition here on the show. So I didn't tell you about this. We're going to do Monday Motivation Positive Stories.
Okay. This is right up my alley.
Okay, good. Well,
it.
All I want you to do today, because okay. I didn't prep you in time to have you grab a story, I want you to listen to all these stories, and I want you to decide who has the best story for a Monday.
Okay, done.
It could be your criteria, okay?
Okay.
I'm totally going to win this.
I'm going to see who motivates me the most.
Totally going to win this one. All right,
let's
here we go. A six-year-old in Denver opened up a lemonade stand to raise enough money to take his mom on a date after his father passed away.
Brady, I already love this.
I knew I'd win. Brady Campbell's father passed away a few weeks ago after a battle with stage 4 colon cancer. Brady said he and his dad came up with the idea for a lemonade stand to take my mom on a date. That's what he said, because I didn't have enough money and I wanted to pay, so I did it. Now, the day after his father passed away, his six-year-old, his son actually followed through on the promise to take care of his mama. His neighbors and friends came on by, and then the crowd caught the attention of a Denver police officer. Once he heard Brady's story and why he was doing this lemonade stand, he made a little call on the police radio to call out all the other first responders. A few minutes later, you had fire trucks rolling up, you had police cars rolling up, ambulances, and the whole neighborhood was there, and they all came on through. At the end of the day, Brady had raised $244. So he's definitely going to be taking mom out for a nice nice dinner right there. I can't imagine being that young and to be that composed and that smart and just being such a good kid. So that's my Monday motivation. You don't have to declare me the winner yet, Mackenzie, but Live the Web Girl, what do you got for Monday motivation?
I can't believe we're turning this into a winning and losing thing.
Stop losing. Start saying.
I mean, it's really a win-win-win.
Right. Okay, so I am talking about a story and a group of teenagers all decided to do something really great in the state of Oregon. So they're all from Oregon, and they're all part of their student council. So there were 30 students that traveled from all over the state of Oregon to meet together to talk about how they can better their schools. And instead of talking about doing like better school lunches or having more days off or things like that, they had real conversations about what they were seeing in their peers in school. They were seeing a lot more suicide, a lot more violence, people acting different because their mental health was not okay. And they realized it is totally open and normal to talk about your physical health in school. If you have a broken bone or if you have a fever, things like that, you're allowed to take days off. But mental health is not talked about. Even like sexuality health is talked about. You even have health classes where you learn about things like that. But mental health is not talked about. And they wanted to change a conversation and change a dialogue because of the rise of suicide in the state of Oregon. It is the second most deadliest thing to kids age 10 to 35.
Wow.
So they decided to make a change, and they spoke with the governors. They spoke with people in Senate in Oregon. They spoke with mayors, all of these people, because they wanted to get it passed, a bill passed, to where now kids can take mental health days instead of like having to fake sick so they can get themselves checked out and take it upon themselves to help them.
I think that is awesome. Mental health, it's a real issue. And Oregon,
yes,
having lived there for 4 years, they are on the forefront of mental health issues.
Exactly. And so they even, like, these teenagers saw an issue and they went to their state officials to get it done.
I love that.
Thank
Very
you,
cool.
Liv.
Very cool.
Porkchop, what do you got today?
Motivate us.
There is a mother that lives in one of the poorest counties in Arkansas. The name of the town is Alma. Luckily, she's very blessed, and she went to Payless to buy shoes for her daughter's friend, because her daughter's friend was, you know, very poor, they had no money, and the mom was like, you know what, let's get your friend new shoes. So they went to the Payless, got the new shoes, and then kind of as a joke, the mom said, how much would it cost for me to buy all the shoes in the store?
Stop!
Because, no way.
Paylesses are starting to close down, so they're slightly discounted. And then nothing happened, right? She left. And then I guess she came back some other time and she saw the same manager and he was like, hey, by the way, I figured out how much it would cost. And next thing you know, the lady ended up buying all the shoes in the store.
It sounds like a girl's dream.
For the children.
I am lighting up inside. For the children.
Cheating.
The children.
You guys, I'm sorry. I have to give it to Porkchop. They're having shoes for kids. Oh, I mean, dude. I love them all.
Inside baseball. I should have knew we'd be set up with this. This is bold.
I love the date story and I love the teenagers, but.
She bought nearly 1,500 pairs of shoes, and I did some simple math, multiplied it by what, 30? That's $4,500.
That's incredible, though.
Dang.
Did I say 4,500? I meant 45,000. Excuse me.
What is she doing in Arkansas to make that kind of money?
Yeah, right? I don't know. Oh, she said her husband was freaking out, but then it was like, oh, it's for a good cause. It's okay.
How sweet would it be like, I'm just going to take everything in the store. Pack it up.
Yeah, that's pretty baller right there. Balls. That's a boss move.
That is cool. But you guys, they were all very motivational.
There you go.
Nice work.
There we go. That is your Monday motivation. You check it out online. Way to go.